Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Irrigators have been given a shot of confidence with the Murray-Darling Basin plan to be delivered in full. 450 gigalitres of water will be recovered for the environment, with basin ministers agreeing to stringent socio-economic testing to protect communities. Voluntary buybacks of irrigation water will also be banned unless there's a neutral or positive impact. I caught up with Victorian Farmers Federation Water Council Chairman Richard Anderson to find out about the reaction from Murray River communities.
It's been a fairly positive reaction. I mean, the socioeconomic criteria have been put across all projects. It's pretty obvious from the round of meetings that were held by the department that, you know, irrigators don't favour taking any more water out of a consumptive pool. So we've got to look to other alternatives. Well, there will be other projects, but they need to now meet the strict socioeconomic criteria. Also, that process has got to be very transparent.
Are you satisfied that going forward trying to recover these 450 gigalitres of water, that these tests will be thorough enough to ensure that any projects that do go ahead don't have a negative impact on agriculture and on communities?
Well, look, the criteria is there, but obviously you've got to work out the finer detail on how you assess these. And often when you do these projects, you know, you don't see, you don't see the outcomes immediately. It's often a time delay. So how they're going to go about that, I guess, has got to be developed. But I think the principles are there in terms of meeting the criteria for a project to get up. And look, there will be other projects. They may well be more expensive. They might cost more money. You know, 1.4 or 1.5 billion or whatever's in the kitty here probably won't be enough money on today's, even on pure water value today, on the market value of water. So, you know, there's a fair bit of work to be done. But I guess, you know, having kicked off the criteria that was developed by New South Wales and Victoria out of the previous MINCO, you know, it is a start, and now they have to get on with the work.
Tell me, as an irrigator, how much confidence do you have in the plan now that all the ministers look to be on the one page going forward?
Yes, well, they do, and you've got to take some confidence out of it. I mean, all this started way back as far as 2007 when the legislation, I mean, it's been continuous ever since, so we need to get some surety into going forward, because I think irrigators are becoming a little bit phased with, you know, what's been going on, and we need to build some surety in for them. And hopefully going forward with what came out on Friday, you know, will help build that surety.
Were there any concerns that raised from the MINCO meeting?
No, look, we were pleased to see, obviously, to see the deliverability of water down the river on the agenda, and they've decided to go away and do a bit of work on that. Now, we've been talking about that for the best part of 3 years, and, you know, there's only so much water you can get down there, and we're more concerned about the third-party impacts, not just on Victoria, but on New South Wales and the South Australian Riverland, because, you know, back in January, you know, they went close to not being able to get water down there now. You know, there's a lot of valuable crops down there, and these third-party impacts need to be considered. You know, they went very close to some serious crop damage through not being able to get enough water down there. There's a lot of new plantings down there, both sides of the river and in South Australia, and those new plantings haven't yet come to maturity. They'll use a lot more water once they get to maturity. So, you know, there's a fair bit of work to be done in there, just how much water you can get down in peak demand periods.
That's VFF Water Council Chairman Richard Anderson speaking on the latest on the Murray-Darling Basin plan following Friday's MINCO meeting, which saw an agreement for socio-economic testing for an additional 450 gigalitres of water recovery for the environment. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Tuesday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.